Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this channel we talk Kanye West, but we got some sad news today. TMZ has confirmed that Kim Kardashian files for divorce from Kanye West, which is something that a lot of people saw coming. There was smoke, right? In a way that there hadn't been in any of the previous periods of their marriage, to where it just felt like this was inevitable, not to mention all of the sources say reports coming out over the last couple of months. But TMZ is kind of the one to look to for this information, and they have been really quiet on it, just kind of saying that Kim and Kanye were in counseling, that things weren't necessarily great, but the couple was working on trying to see if the marriage could survive. But it looks like they determined that was not possible. So we're going to look at some of the details here and then get into a little bit of backstory about one of the turning points in the relationship. So you can see that they say Kim has filed for divorce from Kanye after 7 years of marriage. So remember that the two started dating in 2012, even though they've known each other since like 2002 or 2005, with Kanye even saying at one point that he thought he would one day marry Kim. And it would be years until they would even date, but he was already telling people he thought he'd marry Kim. So they finally started dating in 2012. They were engaged by the end of that year. North was born in June of 2013, and then the two were married in married in 2014. I don't know what month, but they were married in 2014. So 7 years of marriage, but her sources say it's amicable as a divorce can be. Kim is asking for joint legal and physical custody of the couple's four kids. Sources with direct knowledge tell TMZ Kanye is fine with the joint custody arrangement, and we're told both Kim and Ye are committed to co-parenting together. So there's a prenup, and we're told neither party is contesting it. In fact, our sources say they are already far along in reaching a property settlement agreement. And that's pretty much it. It just, from the reports from TMZ, sounds very amicable, and that the two are going to be kind of just splitting things and doing things in a way that at least allows them to have a strong co-parenting relationship. And I think when you have the wealth that they have each individually, they're not terribly worried about the material possessions that they have, especially when Kanye already has his Wyoming property that he's doing things with. You know how much investments that they put in the house that they have in Calabasas, but with Kanye having the Wyoming property, I don't know how attached he is to the house in Calabasas, if Los Angeles is even a place he wants to be anymore. And for several months now, it has seemed that Kanye has a ancillary property that he's been running the Yeezy Christian Academy out of, with doing a lot of the growing of vegetables and things, and not even maybe staying in the Calabasas home if he's at that ancillary or satellite property. But this was really the tipping point going back to July. You know, a lot of people cite the campaign rally. The article from TMZ even mentions it right down here as kind of the presidential campaign and his South Carolina speech as the real tipping points. But personally, as somebody that follows a lot of Kanye happenings, it felt like there was something a little bit different in 2020 overall. I mean, 2018, we had Would It Leave, right? Which really felt like the first serious point of, oh, could there be a break in their relationship after Kanye went on TMZ and had his salacious content or comments, and then the Trump support thing. And it just felt like, oh, will his marriage be okay? And he releases Ye, he has a song, Would It Leave? And we're all like, okay, Kim seems on board. She's at the listening party. She's supportive. They're together for the rest of 2018. We don't see anything really problematic visually. But you started to see some of the cracks form when Kanye's saying things like, I'm never leaving Chicago. And Kim's like, what? Just kind of like jokingly tweeting out like, oh, this is news to me. And him buying his ranch and property in Wyoming. And it seemed like he started to spend a lot of time out there and the family was back in Los Angeles. So right there, you start to see the, I guess, beginnings of a schism of Kanye wanting to have a life in a spot that his family is currently not. And it's seeming like Kim probably does not want to go out there. What are the kids going to do school-wise when North was already in school? Saint was probably already starting school. Like, yeah, kids move schools all the time, but Kanye's on a ranch in the middle of Wyoming, not really having the same opportunities as kids growing up in Los Angeles in terms of just socializing, education, all the rest. You're looking at a lot of homeschooling or really long commute to whatever's in Cody, which I'm sure there's great stuff in Cody, but it just seems like a different kind of life than what the kids would have growing up in Calabasas. So you could see why that might be a bit of a struggle point. And really with relationships, so much of it is like time together and FaceTime and making space and time to connect with one another over and over again to reestablish the relationship. So when two people start being in different places for a lot of their time, it can be hard to maintain. Not to speculate too much about the state of Kim and Kanye's relationship and what maybe caused it, didn't cause things to go that way. But when you're taking a broader look at it, that definitely feels like a pivot point in just lifestyle and differences in lifestyle. But 2019, you're still seeing them together, traveling together. Kanye is traveling a lot more on his own, like wandering the world. We're making videos like, where in the world is Kanye at this point? He's doing all these stops for Jesus is King. He's going and interviewing people in Detroit, in Chicago, down in Miami, and then touching base back in Calabasas, but he's still gallivanting a lot. But still, we're seeing him with Kim, him with the family. There's the holiday photos. But the start of 2020, I don't know, felt like a pivot point to me just in terms of not seeing Kim and Kanye photographed as much together. I mean, they were definitely still around each other, but it just felt like there was maybe more space or more time apart and less time together. And then once Kanye announced his run for president, that's when there was so much scrutiny on Kanye and especially on Kim's reactions. And you're not seeing Kim endorse him for president. You're not seeing Kim retweet a lot of things about his presidential campaign, not saying much about it at all. And then we have the campaign rally in South Carolina, which was well documented in terms of the contentious reactions that occurred there. But I don't know if the campaign rally was really as big of a deal as these tweets in the aftermath of it. So you can see here that this was July 22nd, with the rally being on the 14th. And there was concern that at the rally, Kanye was having a bipolar episode. And did he need medication? Did he need medical attention? And he started tweeting a lot after that. And a lot of assumptions were made that he was having a manic episode. And he's on the ranch in Wyoming. People weren't sure who was around him, what his mental state was. And Kanye tweets out, they tried to fly in with two doctors to 5150 me, which is to put him into 72-hour hold for a psych evaluation. I've been trying to get divorced since Kim met with Meek at the Waldorf for prison reform, which that kind of blindsided me because, again, 2018, we think that there's maybe rockiness in the relationship because of Kanye's TMZ appearance and support for Trump and just all the controversy that was around everything. And would Kim leave Kanye? But the fact that Kanye, the guy that wrote Only One, who wrote Lost in the World and Bound 2 and Wolves, and has praised and adored Kim for so many years in so many interviews and tweets and songs and music and art, is the one saying that he's been trying to get divorced since Kim met with Meek at the Waldorf for prison reform. And saying this, like, I got 200 more to go. This is my lady tweet of the night, Chris Jung-un, with something that's blanked out. Little Baby, my favorite rapper, but won't do a song with me. Which, that was just wild right there. The fact that he mentions divorce, which is such a serious thing, but then also name drops Little Baby as his favorite rapper in the same tweet, is very Kanye, but also very like, what? What is going on? And he followed up, Meek is my man and was respectful. That's my dog. Kim was out of line. So it's Kim and Meek meeting up and Kanye saying like, Meek's good. He was respectful, but my wife was the one out of line, which I know a lot of people felt was kind of unfair, a little bit of a double standard. What's going on? But Kim was saying, or was Kim saying? Somebody said, God, what's 8 months ago, that they just met for a prison reform meeting. Well, Kanye himself said they met for a prison reform meeting, but Meek had tweeted, shit is cap, come on. And I'm pretty sure Kim said something too, but maybe she didn't. This photo surfaced though. You can see Kim, you can see Meek, they're at this restaurant. And here is Clara Wu Tsai, who was a philanthropist that was meeting between them. And Meek has been heavily involved in prison reform stuff since he spent time in jail himself and did not like the experience and what and just the whole system that he got to see firsthand. So you can see that just a few months later in 2019, Meek launches this prison reform organization with Jay-Z. And with how much Kim was doing at the time with Alice Johnson, and with trying to get other people out of jail and supporting lawyers and other prison reform issues, it makes sense that there might be something for them to talk about, especially if Meek was looking to launch an organization like this. And having a third party there really does make it feel more platonic. And then really, like, is Meek going to be macking on Kim wearing that outfit? No. So you can see why Kanye said Meek was respectful. He's not even like dressing up for this, like, oh, I'm gonna woo her. He's like, nah, black tee, jeans, and like, we're good to go. So this feels like very casual, right? It doesn't feel like salacious the way that Kanye's tweet made it seem, but he's the one here that brings up divorce, which is like really serious. And you don't know, like, if he was having an episode, was this just him remembering back to this and feeling kind of charged up by the memory and saying something like that? Or has he really been trying to get divorced for a couple of years and none of us knew that there were these kind of cracks in the relationship? And maybe even Kim thought that they worked through it only for this to happen. Kanye did end up apologizing a couple weeks later, especially when Kim went out to Wyoming to finally see him and they talked face to face. And he said he just didn't cover for Kim the way that she had covered for him, which doesn't feel like the best apology to make. Like, I'm sorry I said these things and didn't cover for you. Like, I didn't make sure you looked good in the media the way that you do for me. More so than like, I'm so sorry that like I said any of this about this person that I love and you are the love of my life. Like, any of the gushing stuff that you might expect if the relationship was in a better place. And you can see here, like, the meeting in Wyoming, you have this moment, and not to read too much into a photograph, because, I mean, 10 seconds later after this photo, it could be both of them crying, it could be Kim, like, looking more intense and Kanye looking real sad. Pictures do, like, contain 1,000 words, but at the same time, pictures can paint false ideas of a situation. But in this moment, you do see how emotional Kim is in terms of like crying and sadness and probably a lot of frustration. And Kanye just looking really like giving a speech, like he is saying something and making a point and trying to get her to understand, and that it might be a frustrating moment between them. We know that they traveled together after this point. And we did see other photos of them after this where they did look happier, but nothing like their wedding photos or nothing like photos from years past. It seemed much more amicable. And a lot of us do remember Kim's birthday and the 3D hologram he gave to Kim of her father that was making the whole family cry, with like Chris there and Courtney and the other one, Chloe, I'm so sorry, Chloe, as if Chloe's watching this, and Kim and all of them crying. It did seem like the family had probably forgiven Kanye for his outburst, like calling Kris Jenner Kris Jong-un. But in hindsight, it also does feel like, I mean, if you call your wife's mom Kris Jong-un after the leader of North Korea, it's such an insult. And like insulting somebody's parent like that publicly, like on Twitter, after like saying that you're trying to divorce them, I get Kim's position, right? Like there's just some like bridges once you cross, you can't uncross. But there's probably a lot behind the scenes that none of us know, that if we had details either way, we'd be like, oh, that's very illuminating to both sides. But just from what's publicly available, it did really feel like there was that turning point in 2020 that made this feel inevitable, or at least not a surprise that this was happening, because the relationship had taken that twist from the life of Pablo, wouldn't leave, like bound to version of things, to something starkly different than what it was, which you hate to see it. I mean, I guess the silver lining is you always hear people say that no happy marriage ends in divorce. So if things reach this point, then something had gone wrong that was unsolvable. And you just hope that both of them find what they're looking for moving forward and can continue to do the best that they can for their kids, and that everything stays as positive as it seems in this TMZ article, in the handling of everything, because that feels like it would probably be the easiest thing for everyone. So, you know, wishing the best to all involved. And of course, as there's more information, we'll be here to talk about it. If you have any questions, thoughts, concerns, I might do a video if there's enough responses, just asking for thoughts on topics. Otherwise, we'll be back with more Kanye content soon as there's news to talk about. Actually, there is news. So apparently Kanye's going to have a feature on the next Rick Ross album. So I'll talk about that soon. But until next time, stay wavy, and please, please, by all means, keep it loopy. Cheers.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.